Chief Cultural Officer in the Ministry of Culture, Anthony Tibbles, said drama plays a positive role in preparing young people for their adult lives.
Congratulations to the children who continue to brave the stage and to brave you, the audience, to make a presentation and to try to interpret what has been written for them in an effort to help you to think. And so, to those of us who sit this afternoon and watch the new group, have a little patience with them. Because it is after they start, after they've done this, that they are then able to move into the community groups and thrill you in a special way. It is after they've done this that they move on to careers where they are newsreader at a radio station, school teacher, teaching maths. You're surprised to realize that this process of participation in drama has given them the self-confidence to take on the new challenges that become part of their life.
Mr. Tibbles, however, noted various challenges in preparing the students for the annual festival.
Every year, a slightly different group of students represents each school. It is the nature of the education process. Student comes into Form 1, they begin to get to learn a little bit about what is happening, and by the time they get to Form 3 or Form 4, they participate in the festival on stage. And this process means that we are constantly seeing new people. Persons are constantly learning. It is challenging for a teacher to work each year with a new set of people. We sit in the audience and we talk about this school or that school and the tradition. And in making that sentence, we forget that we are actually looking at a new representative of the school in each year.
Chief Cultural Officer in the Ministry of Culture, Anthony Tibbles, and Senior Education Officer, Aldia Gomes-Dyer, is encouraging persons to come out and enjoy the performances of the nation's talented students.
One playwright and screenwriter has said, "The most valuable asset a nation has is the creativity of its children." Today marks the start of the school's drama festival. Throughout the season, I am certain that we will witness many performances by our students. And of course, we will see a lot of creativity, innovation, and plenty of wit. I know that some of them will make us laugh, but others will cause us to sit back and reflect and to think seriously about life circumstances and the way in which people are affected and how they respond to these. Indeed, it is an exciting time for all drama fans and drama enthusiasts.
Senior Education Officer Aldia Gomes-Dyer. Bertil Maloney reporting for NBC News.